Right on. So this next episode of Mountain Man Nutrition is all about CBD oil. And just to disclose that I am now carrying CBD oil for my clients, and you can order it from me. And how did I find this out? Because I had surgery and I was taking painkillers, and I don't want to take painkillers. And so when the pain got at a certain distance, I was really looking for something else. And I really found CBD oil and just ran into this all organic, supernatural CBD oil called Arise. And it's just a plant made from a plant that's been studied for over 15 years to develop this particular CBD oil with no THC, which was important to me because that's the last thing I want is THC in my system. But I did want the cannabinoids from the CBD, and it helped me sleep amazingly, and it really helped with the pain. And through this process of me trying it, I was convinced that other people can use it for anxiety, for sleep, for pain, and a whole host of other results from CBD oil that are being studied constantly. So I'm excited to offer it to my clients, but also it's an interesting conversation just to talk about it because it's legal here in Denver and it's legal through the federal system to ship it anywhere because, again, there's no THC in it. And so the scientific research is phenomenal on this stuff, and it's only getting better. So I'm excited to have you guys listen to this next episode of Mountain Man Nutrition. Here. All right. This is Jeffrey with Mountain Man Nutrition coming to you from Denver, Colorado. And I have an awesome guest. Amy from Arise Hemp is on the line, and she's going to tell us all about CBD oil. And I'm super interested in this conversation because I want to utilize CBD oil as part of my spectrum of nutrients to help people heal. So welcome to the show. Welcome to Mountain Man Nutrition.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey. I'm a pleasure to be here.
Cool. So let's give people a little background about you. And you don't get nervous about this. You just share whatever you feel like sharing. Like how and why did you get into CBD oil?
My daughter crushed her shoulder blade when she was a junior in high school in a snowboarding accident. We lived in Steamboat, and she she couldn't tolerate the opiates. They made her very sick, and she couldn't sleep, eat, or go to school on them. So we began a journey to find alternates to opiates for pain. And it led us to CBDs. We tried CBC, CBN, and CBD was the most effective for her pain, for her sleep, and helped her to be able to eat. And it cured her, and then to a point where we could get her back into school. And then she could actually attend classes taking CBD and retain the information, which we all know is a huge challenge on opiates. That led us to the farm in Fort Collins. We just, you know, found their CBD and researched that them. They had been under a research grant for 15 years developing this plant that they call Unicorn, and it was exhibiting high in CBD naturally without any manipulation to strip off the THC, which was important to us because we were, you know, all natural group.
Right.
And we just found it to be the most effective, the most researched, and, you know, grown with patience, love, and processed old fashioned, and just, you know, taken care of through the whole process to produce a medicine that just far surpassed anything else we had tried on the market.
Well, that's super interesting with your daughter, because that's the exact reason I found you, is because I was on opiates as well. And I couldn't sleep at all. I was really having difficult sleep because of the pain and because of the elevation of my leg. So it was really difficult to sleep. And I'm busy. I got a lot of stuff to do with the business and podcasts and this and that. And it was hard to focus on painkillers as well. So I ran into your product and tried it. And I was like, wow, this is really, really working. So I super got interested in this.
Yeah, the secret behind it is growing the female hemp. And as we all know from all plant medicines, that the power's in the flower. Growing it full season too, which goes back into that research they had done to develop a plant that just naturally exhibited high in CBD, low in THC, so that they can grow the full season. A lot of people have to pick early to keep that THC out of there, but we can grow all the way till October 5th this year, and then harvest and still get that no THC result.
Wow. So a lot of CBD oils have THC in them.
Yeah. It's just a naturally occurring compound in cannabis. It has its purposes too, but a lot of us are interested in the inflammatory and, response of CBD and not the psychoactive response that your body can give to THC.
Yeah. So explain a little bit more about the anti-inflammatory aspects of CBD. How does that work?
Well, I'm not a scientist, but from what I understand, it activates your endocannabinoid system, which all mammals have, which is a neuron path that hasn't been discovered until recently. Its receptors are all over your body, concentrated on the immune system for the CBD. But they're saying that it causes your body to release amino acids in response to taking in the compound, which then go out and fight the inflammation in your body.
Wow, that's super beneficial and awesome. Can you go over a few more of the benefits of CBD oil?
Well, what it's been found to do is either signal your body to release amino acids or hormones in response to what's going on with your body. Hence why it has such a long list of things that it heals or helps with. Because it's actually your body responding to the compound and healing itself. So if you need to sleep and you take it at night, which you did, it causes your body to do a melatonin release, which helps you sleep. It's an eptic compound, which means that if you take it in small amounts, it causes serotonin release and keeps you awake and energetic. In larger amounts, it would cause melatonin, which puts you to sleep. There's other compounds like that in the world. But for CBD, there's no side effects. You don't wake up groggy or anything like that. It also works for anxiety in that same respect with a serotonin release. You're anxious, and which I took a little bit before I did this with you because I was kind of anxious. And I it definitely calmed me down to the point where I could actually speak with you.
Right?
And I do feel that serotonin release. I only feel it because I'm aware and I know how it feels. But when I first did CBD for anxiety, I didn't know how it felt, and it was an afterthought. I looked back on it and said, wow, I'm not uptight anymore. Because you don't really recognize it. It just happens to you.
Yeah, this is interesting because it's all about nutritional therapy is a lot about knowing your body, knowing yourself, and understanding like what you're going through and being present to what's going inside your body and going on inside your body and your emotions. So I really ask people and clients to really pay attention to what they're doing, whether that's like food journaling or meditation or any of these other aspects of life. We have to be present to what's going inside our body, what's going on inside, and really understanding what we're going through. Yeah.
Yes, it's super important. When I give this to people to take, I always tell them to start low and slow. Take a little bit, notice how their body's feeling, and journal it so that they can look back the next day and say, oh, this is what happened to me yesterday when I took this. And now today I took it again and the same thing happened. But it really does take a bit of journaling so that you can look back and you can say, okay, I took 10 milligrams yesterday morning. I was still kind of uptight. So the next day you take 12 milligrams, you know, and you just adjust it until you are feeling the results. I tell people all the time, it works for everyone. You just have to find your level.
Got it. Yeah. So just a little bit of paying attention to exactly how much you're taking and when you're taking it and what the results are.
Yep. And then that, you know, with the inflammatory response, what's being said by the medical community is that it's a buildup of amino acid working on that inflammation, and it takes a couple weeks. So again, that afterthought, in a couple weeks, you're like, oh, my ankle is just not hurting anymore.
Right. So you would recommend this for somebody who, say, hikes a lot, but has a little bit of knee pain from arthritis or knee issues, ankle issues, or they work out a lot and they just, you know, their shoulder gets sore sometimes. CBD oil would be good for a long-term solution for this?
Yes. What we make is the internal oil, which peels from the inside out, and a topical cream, which is a low milligram dosage, but they say that you have thousands of receptors on your skin. So that's why it works very good topically. I have meniscuses that are all torn up from skiing, and I put the topical on my knees every day, and it allows me to hike and without pain.
Got it. So let me ask you this. I used a popular brand out there. I think it was Mary's a while back before I had ankle surgery, and I was putting it on the ankle that needed surgery because I was bone on bone and I really didn't see any effects. Should I put it on the other ankle or on the actual area that actually hurts? Because I've heard two different stories. Along with that question is, why do some CBD oils work and some don't?
Yeah, I apply it directly to the area that I'm having pain. And on my knees, though, I do behind the knees and in front. Mm-hmm. And that really seemed to make a huge difference in the pain relief. I don't know, there must be nerve receptors behind the knee or something because the meniscus is in front. But when I apply it all the way around, it really does make a huge difference. But I haven't heard anything about that reciprocal, you know, doing the other ankle. So I always apply it to the area that hurts. And I take it internally too. So I've got both going on. I've got my body fighting it from the inside, and I'm applying it just for the muscle soreness on the area.
Got it.
So I think it's a combination effect. Then in response to the other question about why some work and some don't work, I know there's a lot of stuff out there that is questionable in its content. Our product is batch tested, each batch for purity, consistency, as well as a solvent residual test and an herbicide pesticide test to make sure that it's clean. And we're the USDA certified organic. All of those things are super important to substantiate the CBD that you want to purchase. And the batch test being the most important one because it tells you what is in there, how many milligrams of CBD and its bioavailability, which is very important because if it's not bioavailable, your body can't recognize it. So some of the other products out there will have CBD that's derived from the male hemp plant, which is just less bioavailable. So you don't get as much in your body. And so it might not work as well, might work a little bit. And there's some other things out there that are being made from hemp seed oil, which is cold pressed. So it's never activated. And it has to be what we call decarboxylated, which is slow heating, and it removes a carbon atom, changing it from an acid to a lipid, which makes it bioavailable, which means that your body can recognize it, take it up, and use it.
Yeah, we know from nutritional therapy that our body really needs the fats. So it needs to be a lipid. It needs to be a fat for our body to upregulate many things. And that's why we recommend taking fish oils or MCT oil or any kind of oil when you're taking vitamins, because your fat is the delivery system for those vitamins.
Yeah, that's an excellent. I've never even heard that recommendation, but what a great point about that. They are starting to call the endocannabinoid system, which is the system in your body that recognizes that compound and produces some of its own endocannabinoids in your body. They are starting to call that a lipid chain, a lipid path, a lipid regulation path, as opposed to a neuron path. So there's ongoing research that's very interesting in that lipid realm.
Excuse me. Take a drink of water. We got to be hydrated here.
Thanks.
So, is there any recommendations of anything to help your digestion with the ingestible CBD oil? Is there anything else that you need to do while ingesting CBD, other fats, or do it on an empty stomach or a full stomach, or does it matter?
It doesn't matter, but we recommend taking it sublingually so that all the capillaries under your tongue can take that CBD right to your bloodstream, because everything is affected by your digestive acids. And the other thing about CBD is that there is some evidence that it blocks the production of an enzyme in your liver. And I mean, this is kind of what CBD does, is does block receptors. That's why it works for pain. So we recommend not taking it with your regular medications or vitamins, because they are all going straight to your liver for metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want you to take your CBD at a different time from every other supplement and medication, so that it's not in your liver with everything else. And sublingual application too. So this is what I do and my mom does, is we take our supplements in the morning, we take our CBD at noon, and then before bed.
Got it. Yeah, I typically been just doing it before bed, and I take a recommended full teaspoon and just hold it under my tongue, and it just dissolves and it's like gone in a couple seconds.
Perfect. I like to keep it in the fridge myself so that it's hard under the tongue so I can feel it there.
Yep. Yeah.
You can take it as a liquid, but it's harder to hold under your tongue.
Right. And so
that's correct. For sleep and anxiety, we do recommend taking the full teaspoon, either onset of anxiety symptoms or anticipation of them, or the same with sleep.
Mm-hmm. And a couple doses of half of that, like a half a teaspoon throughout the day, if you want more energy and to let go of some of the pain that you might be feeling throughout the day as well, is half a teaspoon the recommendation? Typically,
it is, unless you're using it for sleep or anxiety, mm-hmm. we just take a half teaspoon twice a day just to try to maintain that level.
Uh-huh.
And that's definitely, that's good for all kinds of different therapeutic uses where you're trying to just keep that CBD level up in your body.
Okay. What if I wanted to do both? What if I wanted that energy during the day and the no pain and like the joint, application and want to feel good. And I want to sleep great. Is it okay to, take a couple during the day and then a big larger teaspoon at night?
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, there's no overdosing. But they are discovering that smaller amounts are more effective. So I wouldn't encourage someone to just eat it, but you can take as much as you need.
Right.
And you have to, again, determine what is going to be effective for your body.
Got it.
So whatever that is, whatever you discover, if it's a quarter teaspoon four times a day or 2 teaspoons a day, it's fine. And, we have different levels too. Different concentrations of CBD available that may affect that as well. You could buy a stronger concentration, take less, buy a larger concentration and take it more.
Right.
There's many ways to dose it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. What are your concentration levels that you provide to clients?
Well, we have a 500 milligram concentration, which is 10 milligrams per half teaspoon. We have a 1,000 milligram concentration, which is 23 milligrams per half teaspoon, and a 1,500, which is 31 milligrams per teaspoon. We also do custom strengths for serious conditions. We have 2,400 and up even for cancer and epilepsy. We do custom blends for those more serious conditions.
Wow, that's really a great service for people to be able to just go to you and say, hey, I'm dealing with this serious issue and I want to use an all natural organic supplement to really try to heal myself.
Yeah. We've developed a program at the farm that we call Learn and Earn, where you can come to the farm, learn the organic gardening techniques, earn a bottle of medicine and a lunch.
Wow.
So, and it's called the Fat Pig Society. It's up in Fort Collins. And we developed that because we were helping so many people that we were giving away all the oil.
Right.
Because we felt bad. Plus, we wanted to see how it worked and see how it healed. And so then we came up with this Learn and Earn plan. So we have a lot of people that come work one day a month for their cancer kids' medicine, or their epilepsy kid, or their grandma with MS, or whatever it is. We have people work for their own medicine, and then we have people working for other people's medicine as well. We do donate 10% of our oils to people that can't afford it. And we donate 10% of our profit to CBD research.
Wow, you guys are really stepping out there to benefit society, to benefit people. And it sounds like you're doing max effort to really just give away some love, huh?
We sure are. Our mission is to get this medicine into the hands of the people. You really get it out there so everyone can be able to use it. And that's why the Learn and Earn thing is set up. So we don't want anyone to be prohibited from trying it or using it if they can't, they don't have the means.
Right. Wow, that's great. Yeah, in Fort Collins, Colorado, right outside of Denver for our local listeners. And then I'll put it in the show notes and then you can mention how to get a hold of you at the end of the podcast.
Okay.
But right now I had a question. I just talked to a guy yesterday and I mentioned that I was going to be carrying your Arise Hemp CBD oil for my clients. And his response was, oh, well, I had some opioid issues and some marijuana issues in the past, and I don't want to open that can of worms. What is your response to somebody who is worried about addiction or past addiction or getting addicted to CBD oil?
It's not an addictive compound, so it does not cause that response in anyone. And we have used it to help people get off of opioids and with their doctor, working together, reducing their opioid amounts and replacing with CBD. So what we were talking about earlier about just taking it willy-nilly, just having some, when we're taking someone off opioids, they just take some. Whenever they're supposed to have an opioid or whenever they start to feel pain again. And what's happening is the CBD is clearing out the clogged receptors that are clogged from all that opiate and allowing them to actually communicate in the proper way and allowing the body to heal itself. And there has been nothing found to say that it was addictive. Everything says that it is not a dependency kind of thing. I can see how in your mind you would really want to have it, but it's because it gets you out of pain and gives you a serotonin release, which makes you feel good. But it's all natural, and you know, I don't think you get addicted to serotonin releases.
Well, we all love to be happy, so.
I'm addicted to serotonin releases, but I just say it right now.
Well, you do a lot of stuff for that, though. You exercise, yeah, and eat healthy, and you got a whole spectrum of lifestyle.
Yeah, there's a lot of cannabinoids in different plants, and they're starting to discover that they're not just in cannabis. So what we're starting to see is that they're in leafy green vegetables. And so, you know, you have to support the rest of it. It's not just a teaspoon of CBD that's going to make you well. You definitely have to exercise and eat right and eat raw, right?
Some raw food is definitely beneficial.
Raw eating.
Wow. So let me ask you this question. What question have I not asked you that you would like my clients or anybody out there or my listeners to know about CBD oil or even your particular CBD oil?
Well, I really believe that ours is, you know, just the most potent, incredible medicine. Like you have tried, you know, other brands and had, you know, response to them. Like they actually had CBD in there, but nothing like the responses that I'm getting from this plant and this product. It's just, I don't know if it's the love and patience or just the magic of the plant, but a world famous horticulturist, Bill Althaus, is the one who worked on this plant for 15 years. Breeding and breeding and breeding it till he got this perfect result. And I just believe in it wholeheartedly that, you know, the activity of the endocannabinoid system, you know, modulates homeostasis, life itself. And they're starting to discover how it works, you know, in prevention of diseases because of the inflammation reduction. So I think there is going to be a real use for it in just general health and preventative health, just as we take vitamins.
Got it. And I wholeheartedly agree. And that's why I am actually going to carry Arise Hemp CBD oil for my clients or anybody who wants to utilize it as a supplement and a nutrient to obtain homeostasis and optimal health. And I carry a line of biotics supplements that is a pharmaceutical grade that's super high quality, and I refuse to carry anything that I don't know that's absolutely excellent that I don't use myself, because I'm not going to carry any garbage and put my name on the line for anything that's just low quality. And I'm through testing this product myself and by utilizing it or reading up on the material in the websites and all the information that I have from it, I'm super convinced that this is absolutely a beneficial nutrient that we should be using for optimal health. And I'm going to use it personally.
Good. Good. I know you're going to feel way better, Jeffrey.
Well, I'm it's just one of the benefits. Like, we think having surgery and not being able to walk for, you know, months and, you know, having these kind of troubles is like a bad thing. But when you find out and learn and about new products and meet new awesome people and like develop your business and different things, it's really a positive and it's really a plus to go through some tough times, because we always end up, if we look at it the right way, on a better playing field, you know, and we educate ourselves and we end up being better people for it. I'm super happy that I met you and that I tried this product, because I think I'm just developed as a human being, higher quality person through this process.
Thanks. I feel the same way about myself. I've been taking it for a year religiously, and I always tell my daughter I feel 40, and believe me, that's really good.
I'm not going to ask you to tell everybody how old you are, so we're just going to bypass that.
She's 20, so she always looks at me and goes, "Mom, that's not very good." And I look at her and go, "It's amazing."
Right on. So how do people get a hold of Arise Hemp? How do they find your farm? Can you give some website, Instagram information? And I'm also going to post it in the show notes as well.
Sure. It's arisehemp.com. And my name is Amy Weeksland, and you can reach me. You can call me directly if you want to come to the farm, and we'll set up a day. Harvest this year is October 5th. For 5 days. So we obviously need help and love to have lots of people up there for those 5 days, the 5th through the 10th. If anybody's interested in doing that, they can reach me at 970-846-2793. And if anyone's interested in doing extra research based on their exact conditions, there's a great website to visit, projectcbd.org. It's a third-party website where they're compiling all the latest research regarding CBD and a multitude of conditions.
Awesome. Well, Amy, I really appreciate you being on the podcast. I think we can benefit many, many people through this podcast and through the effects of CBD oil, in particular, Arise Hemp CBD oil. Yeah?
Yeah, I agree. We want to get this out to anyone who could benefit from it.
Right on. Well, thank you very much for being on Mountain Man Nutrition Podcast, and I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Hey, this is Jeffrey with Mountain Man Nutrition again. And if you like the podcast you just heard, tell a friend. Share it on Facebook, share it on Instagram, share it on Twitter, wherever you can share it, tell somebody who can benefit from it, because that's why I'm here and that's why I'm doing this podcast, is to benefit as many people as possible. Millions and millions of Americans have suffered from type 2 diabetes, insulin resistance, and continue to suffer. So if we can benefit them in any way, shape, or form with this podcast, I want to do that. So please share it with your friends. Get on iTunes and give me a 5-star rating if you liked it, 5 stars. And then write a little blog about it, or a little say something about it so other people can find it that you're not sharing it with. You know, the more people who listen, the more benefit we can do for others, and you can be a part of that. And I'm asking you to be part of that. So let's share this podcast as often as possible. Thank you very much, and good wishes to you.